Aboriginal people are overrepresented in Australia's prison systems, with numbers increasing in recent years. An Australian Law Reform Commission report released last week suggests reasons for disparities and potential solutions. Caitlin McHugh asked Elise Methvin just how bad this problem is.
Yeah, so there is a huge disproportionate rate of imprisonment. So, for example, amongst the general population, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders represent 27% of the national prison population, but approximately 3% of the national population. And that's really significant, for example, in states like the Northern Territory, where Indigenous people represent 30% of the general population, but approximately 80% of the prison population.
Not only are Aboriginal people overrepresented in prisons, they're far more likely to suffer mental disorders, according to Brett Collins, a coordinator for Justice Action, a prisoner advocacy group.
You know, the 73% of male prisoners are regarded as having a mental disorder. 86% of females are having a mental disorder. And the rate of people who are inside prison, there are 17 times the rate of psychotic disorders suffered by male detainees, 50 times of the level of psychotic disorders by Aboriginal people inside the prison. So now these are just enormous figures that show prisons, in fact, have become de facto psychiatric hospitals where people are isolated at an enormous social cost and economic cost, amazing cost.
Damien Griffiths is the CEO of First Persons Disability Network and co-chair of the Change the Record campaign, which lobbies for changes to the Australian justice system.
The reason why we have such a dramatic increase in the rates of incarceration of Aboriginal people is for a range of reasons, and that includes things like institutional racism, frankly, and also the increasing criminalisation of disability, which we see as a major issue that requires some urgent attention. It's an issue that's been overlooked for far too long. So we've seen over the years growing evidence of a dramatic increase in the number of Aboriginal people with a range of different disability types who are being placed in prison, often when they shouldn't be there in the first place. And these can be people that have a range of cognitive impairments. They may have intellectual disability. They may have acquired brain injury. They may be people living with mental illness. They may be people with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, for example. And often what happens, particularly in regional remote Australia, you generally get very little support around your disability. So often what happens is the only interactions that some people have might be with the police. And people end up often in the back of paddy wagons, and really what they need is meaningful support around their disability.
In addition to a lack of support for Aboriginal people with mental disabilities, fines for relatively minor offences can pile up, leading to more serious consequences, says Dr. Elise Methvin of University of Technology Sydney.
Someone can get a community service order, and if they fail to comply with that community service order, or are for some reason ineligible for a community service order in some states, that can lead to imprisonment. And basically that means that some people serve a certain number of days in prison in lieu of an amount of unpaid fines.
There's also evidence the judicial system is harsher on Aboriginal defendants.
But there have been studies to demonstrate that when Indigenous people are receiving a sentence, they are actually more likely than non-Indigenous people to receive a prison sentence. So Indigenous people are generally sentenced more harshly than non-Indigenous people. But also there's a greater likelihood of Indigenous people having a criminal record, sometimes for quite low-level offending as well. And with that criminal record, that might mean that they are more likely to receive a prison sentence.
Advocates like Damien Griffiths are calling for more to be done, both when mentally ill Aboriginal people come
what
into contact with police and
is
before.
A national investment in the custody notification service that's been operating in some parts of New South Wales with some success. And what that would do is alert disability advocates that there is an Aboriginal person with disability who's, you know, perhaps been taken into custody or is about to participate in a police interview, and then a disability advocate's provided to provide support to that. And one of the other things that we see really problematic is a lack of early intervention supports, a lack of meaningful disability supports for many of our people with disability, which is then resulting in this trajectory that sees some Aboriginal people with disability ending up in prison when they just frankly shouldn't be there.